So I'm delighted now to be joined by the winning jockey of the 2016 Petermarsh Chase, and that is jockey Danny Cook, who's having a fantastic season. He's notched up the winners left, right and centre for Yorkshire-based trainer Sue Smith. First thing I've got to say to Danny, congratulations, you're having a fantastic season.
Yeah, it couldn't be going better, really. Just getting lots of nice horses to ride, so it makes my job easier, you know.
And cloudy too out there. What is the ground like first before we talk about his performance?
It's very tacky. It's very tacky and dead. It's not kicking up too much. It's just very, you're going in and not getting out. So he's a horse that likes that kind of ground. You know, he's not going to quicken off a better ground pace, you know, so the softer the ground the better for him, really.
And going to the performance, he's absolutely relished the conditions and he's performed really, really well.
Yeah, it was a great performance today. I wasn't expecting him to give me a ride like that or go as well as that, so he always goes well at home, but he's not been producing it on the track, so I think he's got his confidence back and he seemed to really relish that. He really enjoyed it.
And he was third last time in the Tommy Whittle. Would you say he likes Haydock, because it's quite a flat track, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a flat galloping track. I think he likes the ground more, so the ground at Haydock always gets very deep and hard work. Like you say, on a going stick it's like 3.2 or something like that. You don't get that many places in the country, you know, so I think it's the ground more so, very deep, and he's just a mud reveller, you know. He loves the deep ground, and he will just keep galloping.
And we talk about, I said you're having a fantastic season. If you look back at some other winners, you know, Lacamon winning the North Yorkshire Grand National, we go back to Wakanda winning the Rehearsal Chase, and also following that win up by going to win the Silver Cup Handicap, the Lissa race at Ascot. You must be so happy with how it's going.
Yeah, again, it's just the horses that are, like, I'm just riding a lot better grade of horse, so it's nice to ride the Saturday winners and nice to ride the nice pots, because before it was just riding novice hurdle winners and stuff like that, so I'm very lucky to ride the Saturday winners as I'm riding, and I'm really, really lucky to be in with Sue, but we seem to gel well, and they seem to have confidence in me and leave the running instructions to me, which it can only mean well for the horse, because that way I'm not trying to get out of its comfort zone, trying to do anything stupid. I can just get it where it's happy and ride a race from there.
And we just said off the microphone there, you've just recently become a dad. Is baby sleeping at night?
Yeah, he's been really good, actually. Last night he was a bit groggy. I think he's getting a bit of a cold. His first one, so last night he was a little bit groggy, but we've got him some nasal spray and stuff like this, so hopefully we can chuck a load of that into him tonight and get a better night's sleep.
Fantastic. Danny, thank you very much for your time, and it's absolutely brilliant to see you come back riding winner after winner after winner. Very, very happy for you, my friend.
Thank you very much. Cheers then.